Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tim Aldred. Welcome aboard. See. Here, okay. I want to thank you for tuning in, and hope you're feeling well, thinking well, and so far, I am very pleased that you are feeling well, thinking well. And therefore, we are able to carry out this session, this edition, right? And before I touch on, I always like to give a little preamble to the featured texts and thoughts that I would like to talk about. So this is basically a one-way communication because I can't even get people to call in to, like, we can have an interaction. But if you are so desired, The number to call me is 347-850-1358. And so call me, and this is a place where you can feel comfortable to come and talk. And if you don't want to come and talk, I judge that to be a negative thing, because there are a lot of people there who would like to talk to someone because they may be burdened down with situation, let's say, in their world, in their brain, in their cranium, in their cerebral and cerebellum world. They may have gone overloaded or overheated, and therefore, where you are supposed to understand things clearly, it's not going well there, because your spirit, your consciousness, your knowing and your grasp of your emotions and your thought, you don't have it. And people are out there. Somebody who's thinking that they're going to kill someone, they're going to carry out some criminal act, have that reserve, this question, to say, you know what? Like Muhammad Ali told these white sodomite people who talk about they have a military and what they are doing out there, and they are sending him to what? Hanoi or to Vietnam and stuff like that. And Muhammad said, those people didn't do him anything. Why should he go and fight? You know what? He's one of the most valued I've ever heard an African tell sodomite criminal that is definitely outside of their land, indigenous land, and they are seeing, simply because they are sodomites, they think that they can come and tell the African people what to do. So they steal our military, and they are compelling you with their bogus AD and Adamani law to go and fight for them. And all the white people are doing is fighting for themselves, stealing. Go and fight people who have nothing to do with them. And because they are sodomite, they don't have it together. Or else they would be working for themselves from 1.5 million years ago. They were fucking each other and fucking us. Fucking Batty is the white people culture. It is their culture. And they turn the world upside down. And people are living upside down. The people who are supposed to be civilized turn uncivilized. Black people, African people, have become the number one uncivilized people on planet Earth. Number one. The only thing they have right now is something that they cannot destroy, and is what the Elohim put inside of them. They cannot destroy that, because that's what make them alive and make them black people, according to these sodomite white people. They are black. They are not black, but these sodomites, they claim the right to make the world whatever they fucking ass want to do. And you can't tell them anything. And see, they make sure black people don't realize that them crazy fucking ass. Even the Bible that they have condemned, that fucking ass people should be stoned, put to death. Oh no, oh no, they are the premier of the world today. Ass fucking white people. So Muhammad tell them, no, Vietnamese not doing nothing, him not go. And look at it, strip him of the right to fight in a ring. They call it sport. And that's what the brother want to do, is to do something that is a sport. And he did behave like it was a sport. You've never seen him unduly trying to beat up the other guy, or every punch that he throw designed to knock him out. You never see that with Muhammad, you know. And, of course, because of the sodomite, A.D. Anadamani world order, nobody don't look up and recognize him, you know, on a societal level. Like, you know, this guy was a very, very good boxer because he never tried to kill his opponent. He's not going to get that because these white people, they are into killing each other, you know, see. And especially to kill black people. All right. Let me come back. I want to touch on, before I go into the central theme of what I am going to say. And what I wanted to direct your mind to is yourself. Think about yourself and why, what you have been doing in life, what you are responsible for, how you are living. Think about that. And think about, have you ever had any mental issues? I have had mental issues, you know, because I have gotten dizzy, like, you know, I don't know whether I'm going east or west. That has happened to me quite a few times. And I come to a realization that I was dehydrated from a child. And the first time I had an episode of that, I was coming from work. Just got a ride from coming at like about 30 miles or so. And I just disembarked from the vehicle and walking to where I live. And all of a sudden I realized I, a place that I know like the middle of my hand, I don't know whether to turn right or left. I thought I should turn left, but it's like, you know, I'm confused. But that happened to me quite a few times. I'm driving too. It so happened that I recover from these episodes and start to drink water. Somebody told me I am dehydrated. And I grew up in Jamaica. I didn't know I was supposed to drink so much water. Only drank water when I was thirsty. So it began to show signs, you know, and I realized that when I drove that I felt tired, like I don't want to see the road and stuff. So this was the problem I was undergoing. All right. But I never lose consciousness of myself or information. That's funny. But I don't know whether I'm going east or west. That's how diverse our mind is and which part of my brain was being affected. Because the brain specialist, at least two examined me, give me MRI and stuff. Neither of them found anything to be wrong with my brain and the functioning of my brain. So it was a directional part of my brain that like ran out of battery or something like that. All right. And once I began to drink water and you know, care of myself the best I can do, better than I was, and especially to adjust to drinking water that I don't like to drink water since I didn't grow up drinking a lot of water. And I grew up in the sun, walking for hours. That's the way I grew up as a child, walking in the sun. So I'm drinking water now, all right? And I am definitely getting better. I am definitely getting better. I don't know if I'm out of the woods. It's going to take time. But I'm glad I don't have, let's say, dysfunctional thought problem. No, I don't have a problem with that. All right. So what I want to talk to you about, since I don't have any record of being a criminal and a person who is dishonest, I don't have issues. Avior never has. So I can talk about sanity, consciousness of yourself. I lost direction and was driving. I drive a whole bunch of miles, can't find where I'm going. The thing is, I didn't, you know, I have it hard. I eventually would find where I'm going. But the thing is, I didn't get into any trouble. I was driving. I could drive like, you know, miles and miles on the traffic and road condition, and I would be okay. I can drive, but is that my direction where I'm going? I'm not seeing that. All right. So now you know what I'm talking about is, how well do you behave yourself when you are provoked? How well do you behave yourself when you are provoked? And why is it that people do things they would not normally do when they are provoked? It is something we are to think about, because the amount of people that is plagued with not knowing anything else to do when they are angry except to act their worst. Listen to what I'm saying, because your life is very valuable. Just like, let's say, for example, your car, you know, and especially if your car is expensive, you want to take care of it. If somebody provoke you whilst you're driving and you get so angry that you're going to crash your car, doesn't make any sense, right? So don't you think it is better to cure problem of your losing control of your temperance, your ability to look at a situation, analyze it, and decide the option of behavior in your reaction? Don't you think it is better to do that? Sit down while you don't have to sit down. You can be doing whatever you're doing and think about it. Your mind is not a place where you have to lock yourself in a closet and go think. You can think anywhere, anytime, and almost anything you're doing. You can also resolve mental problems and be very active. You know that? Yes. Yes. For me, it's easy to do that. If I'm driving or I'm doing anything, I can resolve problems. I am a thinker all the time. and it doesn't matter what get busy around me. No, I am still working on it, and nobody don't know, right? We are not all that limited, you know? And we have been deprived of the kind of thing that I'm talking about behavior. Some of us find it, you know, like ready to challenge somebody who want to, like, you know, mess around with you. You know, you want to get physical, because usually people grow up in this AD and Adam and Eve era, that if you don't show somebody, show them your muscles, you know, it's like, oh, you are, they call you something that, you know, you're not man enough, you know. I grew up on the opposite of that. And what I'm telling is sincerely true. I learned to manage my anger so that I'll be displeased. I am angry. However, only if I want to show that I am angry, I'll show that I'm angry. But I am under a whole lot of control, that it is not something good for me. It doesn't subscribe to the way I want to be. If I begin to get angry to where I lose control of the way I want to present myself, you will not get me to misrepresent myself because you are making me angry. I have my anger under arrest. You got to stay where you are. Don't bother. I'm not going to go out of control here because I'm angry. Right? Put it in a file, you know, where it can be reviewed and stuff like that. But I am keeping myself like nothing happened. But I'm angry, though. I am angry. All right. The reason why I bring up this issue, okay, it's a personal thing. And if you know how to add value to yourself, then you don't take pride in getting angry and begin to, like, go on with all kind of antics. No. No, you are selling yourself short, you know, and cheap. You're losing the most valuable thing that you should possess. And don't let anything dispossess you of that. And that is, don't allow people to get touch that button inside of you that sets you off. Don't let anybody do that, because our brain is far more sophisticated and worth our while to know that we can be so diversified and discount the person. Discount what is getting you angry. Discount it. Don't credit it with nothing besides it's negative, and you must be your own champion. Champion your emotion, your thinking, and gain the most of control over that. And don't let your emotion comes in and shove away and boss your thinking and your attention and so forth. That type of control you are to have as a person. Let the thing go about its business, or the person go their way, and you don't have no fight with them. I mean, like, physical fight. You can tell a person certain thing of caution and stuff, but know what you're saying to somebody when they are making you angry. Because sometimes you may be talking to somebody who is making you angry, and they are behaving like you are the one who is creating the problem. And we have to have this type of foreknowledge about things, you see. And we should take time, instead of taking time to do all these other empty stuff, and you still left with your anger unmanaged, your emotion out of control, and here you are. You are not spending time to educate yourself as to your sobriety. And when occasion arises, when you are to be on watch and on guard, instead of giving somebody else an opportunity for you to want to challenge what they are coming with, going to put your gloves on and stuff like that, that's not where our mind should go. And you don't think that because you're going to go the way that is, you know, calm and quiet, somebody may mistaken you for being a pushover. You're not to appear like you're a pushover to anybody by the way you speak. You know what I mean? And you're not showing off nor nothing like that, but you're wholesome. And when you talk, somebody will just find out that you may not be somebody to mess around with, because number one, you're not attracting and you're not fueling their fire. You see, your conduct is going to be like water on fire. And take pride in being like that. Take pride in not showing somebody that you are so angry you ought to burst. Don't show them that. Show them a different face. And don't feel like you're a weakling, or you are naive and all that. No. The power is in what you are thinking, and it's not the impression they see on your face. But I don't mean you not to show impression on your face, but show impression, especially when you are dealing with negative situations. You know, make sure you are reflecting an appropriate appearance, because you don't want anybody to start getting an impression like, okay, they're ready for you. No, make them know that, look, they're ready to go about their business. That's the appearance you forgive them, right? And your chat to them, at that you are to relate to them. Because if you think you are above somebody and the foolishness that they're carrying on, you don't feed that. You don't feed when they are wrong to begin with. No. You give them soothing, wholesome words. Don't feel like you're making them stronger. No. No. But if you begin to use words to turn somebody's feeling to the positive, you have done a great, great, say the right thing. And you deserve a medal to cultivate that type of thinking and attitude, where you're not going out there to challenge anybody in a fist fight, you know, are ready to take out your gun. That's not the role for a person living a civilized life. You ought to be able to turn the battle to the gate. Don't let it come inside. And the inside, really, within your heart. Keep people outside of your heart. Let your energy keep them where they belong. And if you allow them to come through your gate, it's your fault. They would have to break it down when you were not even knowing they were coming in there. But as long as you know your higher level of reason and control over yourself, you know what is going on with them. They don't know what's going on with you. But out of the spring of cool tasting water, give them some of that where you have. And don't think that that's not what you should do. You want them to know how tough you are. No matter with that. Let situation put people in a situation they can't handle. but they are obligated to face it. Coming in there with them, let them be in that position. And you can do that by your conduct. Be the person you want to be. Don't let people cramp your style. Don't let them get there. Don't let them get into you. Don't let them get under your skin. Give them something they can't handle, but be handled. All right, my friends. So, what I find that is so important within ourselves, nobody cannot stop you from behaving this way or that way, but you must have a classified view of how you want to handle yourself. And if you are not out there in the dog race with people to get somewhere, I tell you what, you will feel good under your skin, in your spirit, to handle yourself the way you see you are on top of things. You see? And you will send people away feeling better if you are that good. You'll send them away better. I said, man, I mean, you feel bad. What happened today? What happened? You know what I mean? And say, all right, explain to me exactly what you're feeling so bad about. You know what I mean? And be pleasant. And you will be shocked to know how easy you go through life. You never have to carry a gun. You know? I got in my mind, just as I am coming on, is what is mind confusion? Now, I imagine generally we understand what confusion is, because you can say, oh, mayhem, you know, is down the street. There are a lot of things going on down there. Confusion going on. I'm not talking about that confusion. I'm talking about our mind administration, your mind administration. When you get up each day, what do you think about? You and your person, your behavior, your initiation of things, your reaction to things. You see, a lot of people, and especially Christian people, don't get to examine their own mind. Because what? Listen to me carefully, because we won't know when we are wrong until you find out what makes you wrong. If you don't know when you're wrong, when the hour comes for you to find out that you're wrong, you will stay wrong. I don't live like that. I want to know when I'm wrong. And because of that, I listen to what you say. Because you either win or lose. You must first listen to what a person says and evaluate it and take your position from there. You see what I mean? Now, if you're not good at handling yourself, well, you know, you need to like analyze yourself and make the best choices, because you know, the better choice is what a lot of people don't regard as good choices. They want to go the route where they wind up in jail later on, the way they want to think. But if you think of avoiding things, you know, throw water on a potential fire, you know, get the extinguisher and, you know, out the fire before it even starts. That's the way you have to think. That's the, you live your life and, you know, there's more to life when you do that. Don't make people feel like, oh, you're the bad person and you're going to, like, whoop their ass or something like that. No bother with them kind of way, them on, because you're not fearing yourself from problems. Why should you take these problems on just to prove to somebody that you're bad? Not prove to nobody that you're bad. Prove to yourself who you are and see is there better options. So, thing that helps an individual, and I can talk for everybody else because we have the same kind of brain, and wherewithal to make our lives what the best life. And if you been thinking, and as you can tell, a lot of people out there not doing no thinking about that. A lot of people don't know they can think the way I am talking here, right? But I feel like, you know, I feel so wonderful thinking the way I do. And I know I've gone beyond 70 years of age. I know that my thinking is to go in the right direction. History. Now, I grew up with the Bible. And grow up with the Bible, that's all I knew. That's about the world is what I get from the Bible. But the Bible, remember, lies in my head that I don't know. I believe in a lie. By growing up with the Bible, it was a contamination of my good mind. And it was after half a century before I realized that the way that I'm thinking, the church Bible thinking, wasn't good. And, you know, it's designed for us to discover stuff like that, because if you have good genome, you have good positive thinking inside of you, but friends or whatever it is spoil you and you start to be wayward and stuff like that, it's not going to work out, right? So I found out, and I took it on my own to turn against society for a reason that I discover in words and reasoning. I found out that the Bible was not helpful after over 50 years. I found out that to reach an higher level of thinking and to reason and find the way in life that is more beneficial to you as an individual. You know, you were born, you turn into an adult, and you're going to live for a few years. You are permitted and given the opportunity of life, and then you will die. So you are thinking about, for the time that you live, what quality life do you want to live? And if you're following society with all the church and all these different type of things, you will not find out that this world, human world that you're living in, not the trees, not the planet, talking about people, societal people all over the world, the thinking business, all of us are in the thinking business. All of us need to have a sane, sober mind. You see people out there drinking, buying up all kind of high profile, you know, intoxication. Six packs, beer and all that kind of thing. And smoke, regardless of where you smoke. No smoking is good, right? That's a fact. No smoking is good. And I never can rate a person that smoke, even if you have 10,000 university degrees. If you smoke, it's not an academic depreciation. It is a spiritual one. Because who taught you to smoke? Who? Who taught you to smoke? Is it Mother Nature? Like, I'll ask you, who taught you to have sex? How young were you when you have sex? We're not talking about gay sex because we're not dealing with them. And I'm only saying that because they full up our African world everywhere and want to drag us into sodomite sex. That's what the Bible is all about. That's what the Bible is all about. A lot of us don't know that. Bible full of code of Jesus and God that don't exist. And when we believe that, they get us to believe that, and therefore we have the church and we fill up a church and we give the money to the church and stuff like that. I am talking about civilized human beings that the Bible don't tell us about. And if somebody told me that when I was growing up and coming up into adult, it would be an experience if anybody told me that, because I'm never somebody who claim I know everything and therefore I'm blocking anything that may would have opened my understanding. I was always somebody open to understanding. And I have a general sense of when something is okay from when it's not. So with that template there, I know to make inroads on something that is positive, I'm going to listen to it. Because my general understanding is, you know, it has the template to tell when you are talking something I don't know, but it is making sense to me. I want to know more. I'm not going to believe, but I want more knowledge of it, because I don't function off believing. Believing is not what we use to do things. We use knowledge. This church is an upside-down concept, run the church, because this sodomite make up the church. And when we don't know that, we believe concept, although they don't tell us that we must go and fuck ass. In the church where I grew up in Jamaica, they didn't do that, and we didn't know that the church has anything to do with sodomite, when it had everything to do with them. But they do what is called diverse. They are diverse. They make up the church in a diverse way so that people of different understanding will choose is one entity, but they split it up into all kind of different denominational branches, and the preachers have the right to go any way it's interpretation, right? Yeah, the Bible is it's a concept of interpretation, whatever you interpret it to be. So a preacher can go up in the pulpit anytime and begin to speak from the scripture and give his or her own interpretation of Adam and Eve in the garden. See that? Yeah. So there are things for us to know, to remove from our concept, our minds, because our minds only asset we have to make our lives as good as we want it to be. All right. The key thing to our minds, to keep our mind from confusion, is not to keep company with people who talk a whole bunch of nonsense. Care about what words say and what action is to be performed under certain circumstance. A lot of people just go ahead and do whatever comes to mind. They don't check nothing out beforehand or nothing like that. All right. We are in a society that we must discover, the most basic is false, and that is the church. The church affects our mind. And the fact that the church, although it teaches so many things that
appears are give us a concept of spirituality. It's not the right thing that we are hearing. Church is made up by the white people. And who are the white people? They are telling you that the Bible, the God that make Adam and Eve in the garden. But there's a lot of things wrong that we must figure out in the Genesis creation story of Adam and Eve. Right? It will turn out that it is not history at all. How do white people get to write that and didn't write what history says before they write a Bible? They don't write in the Bible what history, the record of the past and record about us, they didn't write what history says. They make up their own thing of what history says. But they write something to make up a new world order called AD and Adamani and make up a calendar that have nothing to do with African people. Nothing at all. So, out of what I'm saying about our minds and confusion, let me tell you something. Every Christian is confused. Bad, big time, and in a way, they cannot afford it. The people who don't need to change anything is white people. White people need to go to church in Europe, not territory. Get what I'm saying straight. Because what I'm saying, they might call it blasphemy, and I'm blaspheming against God. But look, white people can't tell African people about blasphemy of God, our Holy Spirit. Because that's not history that they're talking about. Do you get it? White people with the Bible is not talking about our history. The Bible is not certified by historians. That's why you have all these churches all over the place, and they preach whatever they want to preach. You select one of these churches to go to, right? Because you think that there is a God, a central God, that head up these churches. No, are not fucking white people. They are the ones that set up all of that. It's hard for it to be discovered by people who are brainwashing the church. You grow up in the church, and that's all is in your mind. Now, so I am telling you now about the mind function and what confusion for people who are confused. And like I said to you, there are different level and different contexts of confusion. And in this case, I'm talking about church belief syndrome. We believe everything in the Bible because we, guess what? We don't know the history. We don't, a lot of us don't even know that proper history is there that tells us Sumerian, Mesopotamian, Atra-Assis texts. We may never know that, a lot of us. If you hear me, well, you will hear what I'm saying and something for you to consider. But there is official textbook history for African people. All life began in Africa, and even these white people life began in Africa too, and they go into Europe like some 2 million years ago. They now, over 12,000 years ago, a lot of things happened that we don't know. Black people don't know that these white people done take our people and interbreed up with them, and we don't even know it. And they make their own half-human, half-white people out of African people who they miscegenate with. We don't know that, do we? I didn't. And when they write it in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden, you see, they have still with them animal brain, you know, as though they come to know some civilized things because they are a part of the human development, right? They are extinct. After a while, anytime a more civilized human come on the scene, those that were there before, they disappear. Because the force of intelligence come up against them, they don't have what the knowledge to go on and face challenge in anything. Right? And so, African people include Chinese, Indians, Arabs, Hispanics, and the rest of us that are not Indo-European or Proto-India in Indo-European. We are the only civilized people on earth, not white people. Not white people. And the story, the historical story of the black people is a people is no more than about 300,000 years old as a species. That's what this certified history says. You can't find no place in the Bible to contradict the history. So therefore, we're talking about confusion. Half a century, I live confused, spiritually confused. Otherwise, my brain was okay. It's like the horizon that the Bible creates, the false template of the view of the world, that was something that I was not going to come out of it just like that by being in there. Something had to happen for me to become open. The inner eye of my mind could see what is going on around me and people's consensus of the view of the world. A fairly good reading. Well, let's say if you are a dropout and you can read pretty good, that's fine. I managed to go to adult school and get high school, right? Because I was always at fourth grade level. What I'm talking about, we need to be able to read ABC good, understand words. And even, you know, whatever anybody's going to say, within the scope of your understanding, you need to understand what it says. All right. When we are not able to determine what is said, we can't go into that issue. We just cannot. Because there is going to be confusion where you don't have clarity. If you're talking something with someone and something you don't understand, it could be because you don't have a deeper sense of word distinction, word definitions, the definitions in a word, and the definition you will choose to talk a contextual issue. That takes you a long way. All right. But if in that capacity you need clarity and you want somebody to like explain something, you are in a good position when you know you don't understand something rather than pretend that you know. No. Get the answer to your question, because you must be on to something while you're asking, right? So we're talking about confusion of the mind and Christianity, church as a whole. Anybody into church is confused because what? They are following Bible, and Bible ain't, don't have not even a dust of what to make you understand what history says, because they write the Bible to contradict history. They don't, white people don't want anything to do with history. And nobody that preached the Bible, as knowledgeable, and you may say you love this preacher and blah, 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 blah. You love the preacher because inner eye that you use to reason, not open. Your two external eye is open and you're seeing things, but that's not what you use to reason. You look at external things to send that message into your brain inside, and, you know, and then that's where the information is dealt with. Your two eye don't deal with nothing. It only see and pass message on inside, right? So we're talking about confusion and why the world is in the shape it's in. The world is turned upside down logically, spiritually. And these white people make a Bible to give it to African people to confuse us. Those of us that become Christian are confused. I was confused. Not ashamed to say that. And I know now that Christianity is the worst thing ever established on earth. I read the World History textbook and I see where these white people are coming from, going back 12,000 years back to the Neolithic period. And I know that. My friend, you know how long it took me to get into this position where I'm reading these things and making distinction between civilized history and uncivilized Bible? And if you are not confused, you can pick up a lot from what I am saying. Because these white people who say they are running the world, they are not running the world. They are fucking ass the world. But it's true. All they are doing is using the world to elevate their fucking ass. Obama made the law in their Supreme Court to do just that. You can marry to fuck ass all the day of your life. Now, is that upside down confusion? You think Obama is not a confused man, right? Because the context of confusion that you are using on Obama is not the context I am using. I'm using a spiritual context. You're looking at Obama in the natural context, going to the Supreme Court. You think Supreme Court is something up? No. No. It's something turned down. Supreme Court is not a real court, and you hear what I say real good. I am Timothy Aldred. I say what they have in America as a court system, it's a fraud. It's a sodomite fraud. You get it? It is. Read the history of the world and you will know. Just, you know, start out with the World History textbook and you will find out. Must run into a junction there. You see, or a crossroad there, where you see a lot of things not making any sense. When you're reading the Bible now, it's not making any sense, but you think it's making sense. Guess what? Because they put a virus into your head. By what? By you reading the Bible. You get a virus in your head because what? You believe it. Anything going to happen to you when you believe something you don't know. So the thing is for us to know. To know. White people not going to tell you that you should know. Look in the Bible and see where it begins to tell you about knowledge and lead you from where you were created. In a garden of Eden, you cannot find anywhere on earth. Adam and Eve. Our ancestors, according to the Bible, are coming from, and that is nowhere at all. Think about what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying may sound very, 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 you know, I mean, like awful, But follow my words. Don't believe my words. Get the knowledge of the words I'm using and what I am using it to say. I say Christian or confused. Follow the context, a spiritual context. When they tell you in 1 Corinthians 1, 2nd chapter, that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. Have you ever thought that your mind can never be in no context at all unnatural? Your mind can never function unnatural. Yet still these sodomite white people write that in there and say, St. Paul said that. St. Paul never existed. And how I get to know that? I get that from reading the Bible itself. Contradiction there. No St. Paul existed. And you can find out if you're reading good and read if you're a good reader of the Bible and read the prophecies that is in the Old Testament to be fulfilled by Messiah Christ. None of that don't happen. Read this, the Isaiah prophecies and the other prophets them. None of those prophets says that Christ should fulfill prophecy by being arrested and by being crucified and raised from the dead. Nobody don't ask that question. Nobody don't see that because I did it myself. When you are shut out from the light of your history, you go to church. That's the white people that designed that. That black people will come to the church, believe that stuff, and don't seek the knowledge. You see, so they put believe ahead of knowledge, you see. Once they have you to assume that something is true, like Jesus, they tell us the worst thing about a God begotten son. That is the most deplorable thing they could ever write in the Bible. That makes your mind so confused, not ordinarily, but spiritually confused. And spiritual confusion is the worst confusion ever. Okay? What is going to drive these honest fuckers out is because they turn the world upside down and people about finding out. People finding out that they turn the civilized world on its head. People finding out. So when I talk about the Supreme Court, there are time they are adjusting themselves to a little more civilized way of thinking, but there were time when they didn't know as much as they know today, because you couldn't go into the court, into their court, Supreme Court, and talk about you want to pay off your slave master, you know, for your liberty. They had a case like that. Dred Scott, go to the Supreme Court, appealing from lower court to the Supreme Court. Eileen was his slave master, a lady. And she owned him, and he wanted his liberty and was willing to pay $300 for it. And went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court says he can't sue Eileen because he's not a human. That's what these fucking white people tell the Paragon African. That's what they tell. And they, you know, look, as a culture, we are not sodomites. We are heterosexual. We are not homosexual. We pull up the world of civilization. And these fucking white people come in and talk about they own us in the Western Hemisphere. You know what? They do all of that to sink themselves into the bottom of the ocean, even psychologically, because they don't have any sense of civilized management and administration of anything. They know to fuck administrate fucking ass. I'm here, I'm talking all these deplorable things, and I'm calling people to, telling people to call me and talk to me. They won't, because guess what? I am more devoted to finding the truth about the world and turn our human world back, walking upright. When we get to the point where these white sodomite people, over 12,000 years, come to the point where they close down every establishment of African civilized institutions and raise up a substitute. These fucking white people, sodomite, that when I tell you they don't have a government, that they are only playing a game with the civilized people. Fraud. They are running a fraudulent system. I read it in the World History textbook. And if you know what they tell people, what these white people, what they told the African people before they established Christianity. It's in the World History textbook. But we are only dedicated to go to church and read the Bible. And nobody's telling us that the Bible is not certified about Adam and Eve at all. It's a trick. And we think, oh, that's the old truth and nothing but that truth. Now, Adam and Eve's story in the Bible has to do with the story in history. Long before they write the Bible, they write the Bible when they are stealing us in Palestine. I talk about Caesar Augustus gave a decree that all men should be taxed. So this was a faggot you're talking about. Can I say that? Alexander the Great is a faggot. And what all they were doing was destroying our civilized world, if you don't know it. If you don't know it. Now, I'm here as one that no one can resist or gainsay. Basically, that's what it is. You can't resist or gainsay what I say. And look out and watch out for what I say. Because what I see there is not history. No place in the Bible is about black people history. And if you find anything in the Bible that you can trace to being of black origin, it would have to be analyzed. Yeah. Because some things in there, they talk about Egypt and stuff like that, Egypt is about the African people. But the reason why they're writing about Egypt is they don't have nothing faggot to write. So they're writing about us and twist it the way they want and say, you don't hear them say, that is the God of the Bible? Everything they say about Egypt is about the God of the Bible, don't you see? Don't you see contention in what they write about Egypt and Adam and Eve's story? It's contrary. Because Egypt is not about anything A.D. and Adam and Eve, and about Jesus. You know, they full up the world society with all kind of a confusion. It is difficult for people to find their way now. You see, need to be re-educated. All right. I tell you about confusion. And so that you know, what these white people, if you think that Christianity started in Ethiopia and all that kind of stuff in Africa, you're wrong about that. The World History textbook doesn't say that. If you think there was white people named Romans, they were only Romans when they overthrew the black king in Rome, Italy. That's a fact. Okay? And you can see them posing off in the World History textbook about Romans, this, Romans, that. And it also shows you where they're imitating the African people and polytheism, because that they could not come out of 1.5 million years of Homo erectus origin and be where they are today. No, it's something they did that we are to know about. We don't know about it. Okay? It's not easy for anybody to find out, because all this, over like almost 3,000 years, they have been working on us. But think about the miscegenation that they go through with our ancestry. And the Stipi, Asian Stipi. Right? And up and breed up, and get half white people out of African blood. That's what caused the relationship between black people and white people today. When I tell you that they don't have any government, I know what I'm talking about. Because the world history is certified a record of the past, not Bible. Okay? So, let me tell you what they tell people about Christianity before they actually bring up Christianity. Before they establish Christianity, let me tell you what they tell the people who they began to make followers, okay? Tell you about the Roman name that they call themselves. They overthrow the king in Italy, Rome, Italy. Then that same day, 509 BC, they call themselves Romans. From that point on, and make up a story about, oh, they were Romans before that, and write story that this king, they stripped this king that they removed from the kingship. When it is a kingship, it is a Roman dynasty. It is a Roman dynasty. How these white people get to call themselves some kind of Romans is for us to understand where they are coming from. You know, Homo erectus dominus, 1.5 million years ago, and came about. They were there, and they were still Homo erectus, only dealing with stone tools, right? We will never know who these white people are, where they come from, or what they do, unless we read the history. And you know what? I just stumbled upon it. I didn't have World History textbook. One white man who we spoke, you know, at work, and this man one day brought me 2 World History textbooks. That is like mysterious. We never talk anything about get me a book. And this man brought it to me. He used to enjoy the conversation we have because I was a chauffeur and I drove, you know, and pick him up and take him to the place and other people. But this day, he brought me these 2 World History textbooks. I started to read and find an unlike story about a coup in Italy. I can't imagine that such thing could happen and never heard anybody talk about it. Confusion is a hell of a thing. When you don't know, you will, in context, be confused contextually. It depends on what it is and how confused you are, how helpful you can be to yourself when you're that confused. I just bump into this story, and then I know, well, it's in, at least I have the common sense, that stories in the World History textbook are required to be true stories. You don't expect to find people in the world, it's a textbook, impersonating other people. Well, that's what they do. That's what they do, impersonate. When they call themselves Romans, they are impersonating the black people. And this is where they impersonate. Background, Roman religion. Do you see white people in religion now are church? It's church. Polytheism is religion. All right. So they have just finished their education with the black people's academic institution. You know that? That's where they learn everything from. These white people here. Law and everything. They learn it because they worship the gods and everything. It means that they are coming from a stage where they weren't helpful to themselves. And when we came along, the gods created us. And we begin to spread civilization to ever anybody we meet. And they were there to see our people walking out of Africa, coming to the Western world, and catch them and interbreed up with them. That's where the whole thing started 12,000 years ago. That's the problem that we are undergoing today, because once we don't read, we will never get a glimpse of what the problem is on black people today. Listen. They think that they have us. They have themselves. And what they have to do, if they have any sense, is, you know, take their time and go back where they come from. Because the truth here is going to explode on them and decimate them until they don't know what to do with themselves. So I'm giving you this here. They call themselves Romans. Name Roman and joining polytheism religion, and like, you know, they are a part of it and worship the gods and everything like that. But they are Sodomites and they know it. They don't want to be a part of us that way. They want to be a part of us, and they are the dominant one ruling over us, okay? That's what they want. So they play a role. They get the education first, and then they seek a way to exit and create the church. And they go through a certain amount of time of being military, only, you know, going and bulldozing and seizing the African people who settled in the Western Hemisphere. We were all in Africa till 100,000 years ago. And they are writing all kinds of stuff to turn our life upside down by writing what Nogo saw. Don't read anything these white people write, because they are not inspired by no Holy Spirit. They are inspired by Sodomite spirits, okay? And they devote themselves, because they have this much enlightenment of writing and doing things. They learn it from us, please. But they are smart enough to turn things around. And because we still developing ourselves, as a young species, they exploit us. But they are going to find out right now, if they're listening, they are going to find out that we bust them. We would never stay down to where they think. We are going to find out, and they're going to come like Mordecai, and this other guy who made the gallows to kill the black man, and eventually the king reversed him and put him in the position where he had and intended to serve the black people. And then he is the one got demoted, and he is the one who put on the gallows and lose his life. It's the same thing happening to these white people now. All you see the tumbling and tumbling that is going on. They talk about democracy, and you have these black people talking about our democracy. They don't read and find out. They don't find out. Anyway, the truth has come out. This is what they do, calling themselves Roman. This is the first time that these sodomized white people take on African people in this and at this level. They started off removing a king. Imagine that. And take all of the secrets they're not supposed to have. Not every black people were given those secrets that king, you have king priests that the God give them about how to run society and the world. They come and take those secrets. That's the reason why these fucking stinking ass white people are doing the kind of stuff they are doing. But the time. So they call themselves Romans. And listen what they wrote in the World History textbook. You know, I was ready for this because, you know, I was hungry for knowledge. And when I see it in the World History textbook, where these white people come and get education from the African ethnic people them. I'll tell you what, no, I just know as long as my life is feared, they are going to hit the deck. Look, this is what they tell the world and what the world think about Romans, although today they're still hiding from being Romans, though. And it's simply because black people not making any, not dissecting or not analyzing nothing. Why we don't see that they are dodging. They are dodging. Because nobody talk about the overthrow of the king, 509 BC. You don't hear nobody because, like I say, 50 or 60, 70 years, I've never heard anybody on radio, on TV, nor locally talk about it. So when I read it and I find out it's reality, it is reality, I start to go for it, man. And I see what they write, and they write their own sodomite view of a sodomite world and why they're going to change us African people to their sodomite way of life. They know, we know it as AD Anno Domini, using some makeup, Jesus, and all kind of thing that don't exist. They're so zealous and egotistical and, you know, no, this is a story. You are, you know, I don't know what is going to happen to some people when they find out what has really been happening in the world. So they come up and pretend that they are Palestinian people. And you know, Muslim people tell you in the World History textbook here that they were Palestinian people before they became Muslims, you know. It's all here in the World History textbook. So these white sodomite, honest, fucking white people, so brave, and now they can read and they can do make a lot of mischief, right? And they find out that we are not up and able to, like, resist what they want to do. They watch us for quite over a few hundred years and find out we don't. Africa run gone. Africa sell us to them, slavery, millions and millions of us to these white people. So we don't have anything going for us unless the gods have in mind to wake us up. It doesn't matter who go to sleep. And we are short of representation of kingship government. The God is going to, burst the cloud and do what they do best. These white people here that talk about they have a court of law and running the world, they can't face me with that. They can't face me with that. My friends, if you didn't know, that's what these white people do. I'm telling you. I'm telling you that's what they did. Okay? And what they're calling law right now is make-believe. It's not for real. Okay? It's not for real. And you may say, well, but how do you resolve that? I give you the question. Ask any congressman. Ask any governor of a state. President himself. Whoever you want to ask. What is the meaning of AD Anadamani? And if you know to handle that, you will get the answer. And you will find out that these people don't have no law whatsoever. The democracy that they say they have, the bureaucracy that they say they're running and own everything, they have police force and university and everything that they say they're running. Look, AD Anadamani totally destroy position of being a government. If they're a government, it's not in the Western Hemisphere. It's not over black people anywhere at all. The only place they are entitled to is the place where we come and see them, in Europe and Asia. That's their place. Not in our settlement. Never, ever. Okay? So they come and take on African character. That's why they come and call them, move the king and call themselves Roman. And listen what they say. Augustus brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion. Not church, you know, because church never make up yet. Which had declined during the turmoil of the late Roman Republic. This is planting them into our territory and in our establishment before they make up anything. You know, see, in the world is the textbook. If you don't know what to do with it, me know what to do with it. And me do with it right now as I am speaking. Right? Because all around the world are people, listen, right? And if they can't prove that they were always Romans, if they cannot prove who they were for 1.5 million years, Homo erectus and what Homo erectus could do, only make stone tools and make fire, they don't know anything. It is African that did the Bronze Age and learn to make metal, bronze. And they come in with themselves like it is them who do it. But the history does not allow them to get away with stuff like that because they are black. In history, they are black from doing what they are doing. This solid moment. They're black. And what they are telling you here, now, if you're not confused, you're sure to understand what I'm saying. So this is what they said. The official state religion focused, listen. Just a second. Here we are with them. They are imitating, impersonating. And right here in the world is the textbook. And it says here, you know, so they're telling you, Augustus, right? You know, Caesar Augustus, right? Brought back traditional festival and ceremonies. Them, do you know that these same people here right now, they're kicking black people all over the place? That's what they were doing. Go into the Israel, you'll find it. All right. And as far as they worshiping is concerned, worshiping the gods that created us in Africa, today they don't want to hear nothing about that. The official state religion focuses on the worship of a number of gods and goddesses, including Jupiter, Juno, Minerva, and Mars. All right. That's them right there. All right. What they do, people to start following them, is this. At the same time, after they talk about how God is good and that God and that the gods, not God, but the gods, you know, he said, we, this is Cicero, he was a politician, sodomite politician. He said, we have overcome the nations of the world because we have realized that the world is directed by and governed by the gods. They never say God. They say the gods. And how many times they call the God's name after the Roman, after they said the Romans believed that the observation of proper rituals by state priests brought them into a right relationship with the gods. Now, listen, man. They get all kind of people to start following them. That's what I want to tell you. Before they actually established Christianity. I don't have a time to read that now. But my friends, I tell you that. And I want you to understand what I'm saying about your mind being confused. And you're not into Easter, you're into Bible. Bible is a faggot book. Okay? Some good things in the Bible, but from it not telling you about your origin, indigenous origin, time and place, Bible not tell you that. They might tell you about Adam and Eve were created, definitely, and I point out some about actual things about the garden, but they can't show you what country is that found in, okay? They will never be able to tell you that. Not when they are in Palestine, killing the African people and taking over the country as Romans. Where are those Romans today? Ask that question. So when I tell you about what stopped these white people, is the calendar that them have. If you don't understand it, ask a lawyer. How did they come up with this AD Anno Domini and base it, the foundation or the cement or concrete that they use to make a foundation is that of Jesus Christ. You know what that is? That the cement never make up yet. This is something these fucking ass people make up and treating the black people like they are the Almighty. All it takes is somebody insignificant like me to bust their fucking ass with their own stinking fucking self. What they write up in the Bible and all that kind of thing about us, why they don't write about their fucking stinking ass like they fuck from 1.5 million years ago? Why they don't write a Bible about that and tell you about themselves? That them for though. Don't come and assume our character about Abraham, Moses, and God do this and go and talk about all these things that are specious and vacuous and have us believe it. Time has come, done with that. No certification for that Bible. But yet still, if you go to a seminary, they need you to have a certification. These fucking ass people are making up these institutions, and they're the one who control all of your certificates and something like that you get. And it's bogus stuff. It's only under AD, under Daniel, and it's spread it all over the world because people are afraid of these fucking sodomites. They're just going already to kill you and steal what you have. And look at where they are coming from. Busted. If you see what I'm saying, when you are confused, what happened to your mind? In any way you are confused, in any context, when you are confused, your mind stops connecting with logic. okay, with coherency. That's what happened to whatever degree. Now, on the level what we are talking about, general knowledge of the world and spirituality. You don't want to be confused with spirituality. You need to be grounded on the history that is certified true. The Bible and the church doesn't. You know? So it's something that you will have to, like, rearrange yourself to understand real history and not Bible. Because it only serves these fucking ass white people, and they become mainstream in the world. They are not no mainstream. Nothing more than fucking ass. And the way you see them today, dressed up like human beings, 12,000 years ago, that was not the case. They are here in America now telling you that you must get out and go back where you come from. And these people, you must know that they are confused so deeply. Look at what they do in the capital. Look at what they do. Look at what Trump is doing. Look at what the man is doing. Do you see that something is wrong with Donald Trump head? Because how could they have an election like that? And he still maintained, most like 6 months later, that the election was rigged. How come? And almost that 60 cases go to the Supreme Court, and they knock all of them out, and he's still trying to get people in government to overturn. Now, you think this? Now, so I'm telling you about confusion. You must understand history different from Bible. And if you are believing the Bible, you are confused. There's no joke about that. You can't go get no truth from no place. You have to get truth from the history of record, right? Confusion. You are unable to connect with sanity, your sanity. You see? So not until you think and get yourself in line before you're going to come back to the proper frequency. You see? The frequency. You see? Your mind must get connection with your sobriety. You must know what you're thinking and what you're going to do. And if you read any instruction, you must know how to handle this fact of what you read. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And we cannot allow the world to go on with white people who is not in their territory. They come and take over every place from African people. After African people move to the Western world, they come and with, look, imperial colonialism. What is it? Ask anybody, what is that? And what kind of law establish that? I'm telling you, come in the world, it's a textbook, and you will know it doesn't matter what you hear them talk about, the Senate and all this kind of stuff, and the president, this and that. Biden, it's only a matter of time. Biden will be gone. One of them is going to be gone, because all of them are built. All of them is fighting for preeminence of their culture. They're sodomites. They are sodomites. And that is the problem. And they want sodomites to reign. And they want to use law, their law, to that they make fucking ass. That's what they want to use and behave like. You know, they have a way now of behaving like they are not really sodomites, because they are doing everything like they are normal, like white black people, but they're not. They never cry one day for the amount of millions of black people that they kill. And now talk about they have government. I mean, let them come and show that they have government using the authority book, which is the world history textbook, where they call themselves Roman and everything. Let's take go with them, and if all of these like hundreds of places of African dwelling settlements and stuff like that as Romans. And them are the Romans. You see what I mean? And that's all we need to do is use the thunderbolt word of truth on them. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I only wanted to talk about the sobriety and the confusion and just say a few words on that to make us be aware of confusion, okay? And know when, understand when you don't know something and seek to know it. Not believing. Get out of the belief stuff, because belief is not what you go to a trade or a school to learn about. You want to work with knowledge. You don't want to work with belief. And that's what these fucking ass white people are using on black people, to believe and block you off from knowledge, you know, see? All right. Now, let's go to the featured. The featured headline. Elohim prehistory is zodiacal civilization. Elohim prehistory. It's not like the Bible. Anything you read in prehistory, except something like what I am reading to you about these faggots, right, in the World History textbook, they don't have any right to do that. But they are doing it because they have to use the Africans to get somewhere. They can't get anywhere because they are sodomites. So they come on now and using their little off-white self and trying to turn the world upside down. But they're going to find out that, you know what? We are the people who the gods create in their image and after their likeness. It is us. It's not them. And this is the reason why they choose to go down and we are going up. Learn energy truth. AD is Sadamilai. Okay? It is due time Elohim kingship asserted power over the uncivilized proto-Hindu European sodomite ignorant Jesus church. Number one, what is the zodiac calendar based on? The zodiac was in use by the Roman era. Listen to this. This is some of the lies that these white people are writing, you know. And if you're not going out there and know about what is the first calendar, who make the first calendar, you will be confused. Because they only start telling you about 2,000 years ago when them start, you know, doing all these anomalies to destroy the African people. And they do it so bad. You see, that's why it's going to be a slam dunk with them going down into the bottom of the ocean, like the pigs that Jesus threw into the ocean. Yes, they're saying to you that, what is the zodiac calendar based on? What calendar, what zodiac calendar they're talking about? Listen to them. Because they don't have no zodiac calendar. AD and Adam and Eve is not zodiac calendar. Okay? So where would the first calendar be? Who make the first calendar? First calendar belongs to the African people. And these faggots are telling us about their, second fucking ass calendar. Okay? They need to go to Europe with that. The zodiac was in use by the Roman era. That are the faggot Roman, white Romans they're talking about. You know? The fraudulent Roman that they put on. You see, anytime they give African people a name, is the reason why they do it. Because they call black Jews 2,000 years ago too, and it's cock up in the Bible until this day, all over the Bible, that the people called Jews are black people, and they call themselves Jews too. And with the overthrow of Palestine, they take on Jews and kick out the black people. Black people no more Jews. People, you have got to understand what kind of world we are in. Now, so they say, based on concept inherited by Hellenistic Shanami. You hear all this something here? All these are fucking nonsense of talking. You don't see? And if you don't know, you don't know what else to think. So you have to go by it. From Babylon astronomer of the Chaldean period. These are people who are pissing into our mouths and we don't know it. He says, Chaldean period, right? Astronomy of the Chaldean period, mid-first millennium BC, which in turn derived from the earlier system of list of stars. You hear all these kind of something, what am I talking about? List of stars along the elliptic. These are stuff these faggots writing to turn us confused. Because all we need to know about is the first zodiacal calendar. No, they're actually calling this sodomite something that they make up on Jesus and Gregorian, which is nothing at all that is connected to African people and reality, none whatsoever. But the fucking ass, that's how they decide to rule the world until they get busted. Number two, what is the story behind zodiac signs? Listen, the ancient Egyptians contributed the idea that patterns of stars made up constellations. Now, they're talking about something that is seriously an issue of African people. They don't have any right to be talking about black people, you know. You tell the black people them, why are they writing stories about us? We don't ask them to write history or nothing for us. No, but they want to take over the world. So they are playing, they are the one with the power and blah, 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 blah. Now, show them now that, look, they need to go, you know, go do their thing someplace else, not in African territory. Because they're coming here and using our own existence to lie and do all these type of faggot stuff right into our faces. If you know when something is busted, well, you got to be shaking your head now, because this is it. This is a part of their busting to show you that these white people, they come here to kill black people and take what they have and turn you into, deteriorate our culture, our civilized culture. That's what they're doing. And they have a lot of things. I mean, I'm not saying right now. I have a lot of things to prove that they write everything. That we don't have a problem to bust all this old bunch of faggot nonsense that they come and use for us, because they don't business with us at all. We don't pay them to do nothing. And, of course, we wouldn't, because they don't. Then they, what they needed, they never have it, and they come and steal it from us and kill us and everything. It's time for us to, like, turn the tables and the gods above. When we find out and turn to our gods, that's where they will know for sure that their game is all over. And when the powers of heaven begin to roll and break up the foundation that they set up, they will find out that they were all wrong and they are no more.
All right. It goes on to say, they're talking now like Egyptians just barely make up something and stuff like that. You see? Because they can't go deeply, so they skim and make up something that they will bring it like a credit to them. And like they have something better to talk about, my friend. Oh, well, these sodomite fucking people, they don't know if they are fucking ass. Well, you know they are mad people. And why they come here and want to risk everything from black people. No. All right, so it goes on. Through which the sun appears to move at a specific time during the year. Right? They're talking about what the early calendar was. But who created the first calendar? It's our creation. It's our creators, the Elohim of South Africa. All the stars that lie close to the imaginary flat disk, swept out by this imaginary line, are said to be in the zodiac. What, number three, what was the original purpose of astrology? The original purpose of astrology, on the other hand, was to inform the individuals of the course of his life on the basis of the positions of the planet and the zodiacal signs, the 12 astrological constellations at the moment of his birth or conception. Listen, this one is very interesting. And the way they explain this, they are talking the fact truth. But you see, if we don't know what is the fact truth at history, they'll use the Bible and swear us underneath the God of you know, the sodomite God that they have in the Bible, okay, that they made up. So what I'm saying to you now, this is what the calendar of the God means to us. What he just read, what I have just read, you see, that the astrology, what was the original purpose? All right, original doesn't mean that it is not original anymore. It is original and stay original. Where are they going with this, what they're talking about, Roman something, and Roman is a bogus, faggot, fraudulent something that they make up. Think about it. And these are the things that African people are affected by from your Indian mother's womb. You are affected by these astrological signs and effects, and when we were born, it's not these sodomite stuff. When we allow them to come with church and totally destroy our brain, we confuse and let us go in with AD and Adam and with Christmas and Santa Claus, and they crucify Jesus on the cross for our sins. My friends, get out of it. Get out of it. Get away. Read and get away from out of this faggot stuff. I'm talking about they have a court system and everything. It's all something they made up. Okay, now, Code of Hammurabi was a set of 282 laws inscribed in stone. And they come in the Bible with about 10 commandments of Moses. You hear me? When we know to tell these people, get out from our territories. This is time for you to go back to where you come from. But they can't do without us, you know, see. They can't do without the black people. It's the reason why they come here and they think that we will never have enough sense to hold our own. You see what I mean? Well, they should be hearing some of what I'm saying here. And they should realize that, look, we're coming after them.
not with guns and spear and nothing like that, but we have what the worldly textbook tells us under the role of religion. Important religious developments. Also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community success. And you hear they themselves, I read it to you, talk about the gods do this and the gods do that and make them prosper and make them destroy the rest of the African people all over the world. That's what they say. That's their version. So I am telling you this here, my friend. It says here that the Amurabi, a real king, Amurabi, if you read about Amurabi, he writes like 282 law codes, right? Inscribed in stone, right? And people go to school, know about that, but these Sodomite people are coming in and push out everything that is real for us and coming with their Sodomite stuff, make up their stories all about us. And no black people tell them, no, you can't write about us. You can't stay in our territory. This is our jurisdiction. Kingship is our government. Elohim jurisdiction. You can't come here. No black people don't tell them that. So they decide they can come and fuck our ass with the Bible too. That's the way we are right now, right? So unless something happens, that's what they will do. That's where they're headed for. 22, it says, yes, inscribed in stone. And he lived 2,100 years ago, 2,100 years ago, until 2050 BCE. That's Amurabi. And set down in the city of Her, either by king, and set down in the city of Er, earlier by king. 2334 to 2279 BCE. Who established his Akkadian Empire beginning in 2334 BCE, 2261 to 2224 BCE, as central characters who either embody the principle of kingship. You hear that? Kingship. When these white people making AD and Adamani and making Kalinda and all that, what they know about Amurabi, Sargon, and Ur-Nammu and Mesopotamia? No? What did they know about the law, the first law of mankind? They didn't care. They think that they can make a new world for them, you know, by just fucking ass and everybody have to come out of the way and give them pass. Right? We black people have kingship. And when they come and take away everything we have, wherever we live, there's not one place that they don't kick us out, my friend. Listen, I'm over now. I have other mission to accomplish. So I wish you well and wish you blessing. I tell you these things. I'm very sure that these type of information can get you on the right track. It's not a believing thing. It's seeking the knowledge for yourself. So take care on the next edition. Take care.
Falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. And soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.